Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. Make sure to give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine. Man, oh man, do we have a show for you guys today. I mean, I gotta say, I don't think we could have possibly had it more wrong about the Arsenal and Real Madrid fixture that we witnessed on Tuesday or Wednesday. I forget which day of the week it was, last week. But nonetheless, it was shocking. I mean, absolutely shocking. That performance, that effort, Declan Rice, those free kicks. A historic night for Arsenal at the Emirates in the Champions League, nonetheless. And we are going to go through it all. We're going to spend a lot of time on Champions League this week. Look, just calling it for what it is. Premier League's all but wrapped up. Liverpool have it in the bag. I mean, unless something crazy is going to happen, Liverpool have it in the bag. So, you know, we want to spend a lot of time on the Champions League this week. Every game had action. It felt like every game had a Puskas award-winning goal. Young guys announcing themselves on the world's biggest stage. Some older guys, Lewandowski, aging like fine wine. I mean, every fixture had storylines, had goals. It was epic. But nonetheless, we still will have the English Premier League recap of week 30. We're going to go through the big games, the important ones, the Manchester Derby, the Aston Villa Forest game, Arsenal and Everton, shocking result, which we'll get to as well. We will preview the second leg of the Champions League as well. And we got week 32 preview for English Premier League as well. This is it's a big weekend. Don't get it twisted. Although Liverpool are ahead by an 11-point gap, which is very large, Premier League's still important. We're still watching every game. But nonetheless, there's too much going on in the Champions League as it winds down before we figure out who will be in the semifinals, the path to the finals, who we think will win. We got to spend more time on that. So that's what we're going to do today here on First Touch. So do not move. First Touch rolls on. Up next, we're bringing on my co-host, Nico Bisos. We'll dive into last weekend's EPL action to start. Then we'll get into the Champions League before we finish things off with the weekend EPL preview here on First Touch. So don't move. First Touch rolls on. We're coming right back after this.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to another edition of First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are brought to you by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Tyler Levine, bringing him on, Nico Beef Sauce, my man. How we doing?
Tyler, my friend, hello to everybody from cold and rainy Providence, Rhode Island. But listen, you know what warms my heart? What warms my heart is watching Champions League action and watching some absolute golazos that we saw.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable week. We're gonna skip through a lot of the Week 30 EPL preview. We're going to just kind of highlight the important games, and then we'll get into all the Champions League action that we witnessed last week, before we preview this upcoming week's action. I couldn't be more excited, but nonetheless, let's start with this weekend of the EPL. It started off with a bit of a shocker. It's if Liverpool had found a way to win, I would say Arsenal's title hopes would be all but done, but thankfully Liverpool did drop points, which we'll get to. Reason I'm alluding to that, Everton won, Arsenal won. The draw plus 225 cashes, under 2.5 minus 175. Very underwhelming Arsenal performance. Very lucky Liverpool didn't take advantage. The gap, they actually close the gap by a point somehow, and the gap is now 11 points. Good result for Everton nonetheless, I guess you could say. I mean, do you have any thoughts on this game? I mean, let me ask you this. After what we saw, we're not going to get too into it now, but what we witnessed out of Arsenal in the middle of the week against Real Madrid at home, do they have maybe a little bit of life to try and close this gap and make one final push, or is it all said and done now after this result?
Come on, man. Don't ask me things like this. You know the EPL is wrapped up. It's been wrapped up since January. That ship has sailed. Everybody wants to watch a crazy ending in the EPL, and I feel like right now people are, especially the Liverpool haters, are expecting Liverpool to some way crumble. They expect to see, I don't know, Virgil van Dijk slipping and gifting a goal to the other team like Gerrard did. But those times are gone. Arsenal goes to Everton. The game doesn't have any juice because there's no more title race and Everton is saved from relegation. 1-1 and they part their ways. Arsenal has to focus on Champions League now, don't they?
100%. I mean, that's it. I'll go through the rest of the Saturday slate, just score lines. Crystal Palace 2, Brighton 1. Good result for Palace, who have been playing great as of late. I mean, outside of the first 4 weeks of the Premier League season, they're fantastic. Ipswich 1, Wolves 2. Big result for Wolves to make sure that they stay up. West Ham and Bournemouth, this is a bit of a shocker. 2-2 draw. I don't think anyone really saw that coming, especially with how good Bournemouth has been this season. Now, let's spend some time here. Aston Villa 2, Nottingham Forest 1. Villa plus 100 cashes. We both loved it. The over 2.5 minus 129 cashes. We both loved it. Villa scored two great goals 2 minutes apart. Rodgers and Mahl in the 13th and 15th minute. Silva got one back in the 57th for Forest. Just wasn't enough. Really, really big result for Villa. They're now in seventh, but they're just 2 points off the top four. Forest still have a three-point gap on fourth place Chelsea, so not the end of the world to drop points here. Would have been really big for them in terms of securing Champions League football to take three or at least get one here. Nico, let me ask you this. Especially if Villa are knocked out of the Champions League, do you see them really making a push for top four and potentially securing that fourth spot from Chelsea, who have been slipping up and playing terrible? Cole Palmer scored two goals in the 2025 calendar year. They drew 0-0 at Brentford, which we're not going to spend any time on. But nonetheless, do you see Villa making a push?
Listen, Villa right now has three teams ahead of them. So that's no easy task to do, because you expect yourself to win, but you're also counting on three other teams fumbling the ball and you getting ahead of them. I think it's going to be one of the most electric top four finishes we've ever seen in the Premier League history, just because Chelsea, Newcastle, City, and Villa are playing great football. At times, they might be bad, but I do believe that Villa is definitely going to push for it, because I don't see them coming back from the 3-1 loss to PSG on Wednesday night.
Let's also throw this in there, because this is, you know, it has to be talked about. Yeah. From my understanding, and I'm not exactly sure, just because it's all very new, how this all works, but the Premier League is all but getting a fifth spot in the Champions League next season. So realistically speaking, we're looking at top five as qualifying for the Champions League. I'm pretty sure that actually is official now, that the Premier League has the fifth spot. So with that being said, Villa are now 2 points off Newcastle as well in fifth. So realistically speaking, Chelsea, Newcastle, Man City, and Aston Villa are all fighting for fourth or fifth. And you can't really count Fulham out of there as well, which we're going to get to here coming up. But top five is a very big difference in top four, especially with how tight this is. So it's going to be a very good run-in to see who secures those Champions League spots. And I hope we get it.
And even financially for teams, people have to understand what it means to play in the Champions League versus the Europa League. The financial contribution between those two competitions is nowhere near each other.
Yeah, it's big stuff. We spoke of Fulham. Let's bring it up. Fulham beat Liverpool 3-2. Fulham plus 330 cashes, over 2.5, minus 130. Liverpool slip up. McAllister scored 14 minutes in. They were up 1-0. And then I don't know what happened here. From the 23rd to 37th minute, Fulham bagged three goals. Sessegnon, Iwobi, and Munez. Luis Diaz got one back in the 72nd. Liverpool fairly equalized, however. Fulham now eighth. They're only 5 points off top four. Fulham, great season from them. Great result. Liverpool, you know, the mood might have been down, but the real headline coming out of Anfield is not this result. It's not the league. It's the fact that Mo Salah and Van Dijk have both signed new contracts, and they will be staying. Trent is looking to be out to Real Madrid. I don't think that hurts them as much as if they were to have lost Salah and Van Dijk. Their two main men are staying, and that ultimately going into next season, and I think we're all expecting a big summer from Liverpool transfer market-wise. I think that Liverpool are in prime position to try and defend the title that they're inevitably going to win in just 6-7 weeks here in the Premier League. So absolutely. Thoughts on Liverpool, their future, this game? Let's hear it.
Listen, first of all, congratulations to the board for keeping Salah and Dijk. You don't want to go to a new season as the champion and be in total doubt. I feel like those two moves are going to secure the team. They're going to secure the core of the team. Salah, amazing goal contributions. Virgil van Dijk, probably the best center back in the league. I would love to hear an argument on that. But in the particular game against Fulham, the thing that Liverpool has to figure out for the next season is how to have more depth on their bench. You can tell that the bite is coming out of that team.
Yeah.
You can tell that they're a little bit tired, whether it's emotional, physical. I think it's a combination of both. But I feel like in this game particularly, and all the games that they've played after that PSG disqualification in the Champions League, have showed that this team needs more depth and more options coming from the bench.
What I think that they ultimately need to address in this transfer window is obviously a true number nine, because they don't have one. They're going to win the Premier League by a massive amount with no actual number nine, which is very impressive. Right. I expect them to spend $100 million plus on a forward, whether it's Isak, Gyökeres, I don't know who. But there will be a Osimhen potentially. There will be a new number 9 in Liverpool come the start of next Premier League season. I can guarantee it. And it will be a good one, an expensive one.
Yeah, he needs to be a monster.
Yeah, he needs to be a monster. They got to address left back Robertson. He's just getting up there in age. You can keep him, you know, as a backup guy. I wouldn't hate if they signed a left wing as well. Look, I think Luis Diaz and Gakpo are fine players, but ultimately, like, they are not world class. They're not. I won't have that. They're above average. Yeah. They would start on most teams in the Premier League, but like, look at the output. It's a numbers thing for me. You're telling me that Luis Diaz can even, you know, sniff the same air as Rafinha? I mean, like, that's world class. There's not enough goal. And look, part of that might be the lack of a number 9. I would like to. I think that Luis Diaz and Gakpo both could be world class, but their contributions aren't enough right now. I think they're both players. However, I'm not taking anything away from them. I think that in terms of what I listed, that's the least of their worries. Left wing, they're fine there. They don't need to do anything there. It wouldn't hurt to maybe take a flyer on a young guy who's up and coming. I mean, like, you look at Doué from PSG. This kid's an absolute stud, and we're going to talk about him. But
yeah,
where do you think Liverpool realistically is? It just the number 9 is the biggest thing, and left back, or is there any other areas of concern for you?
I think that Liverpool, the best thing that they can do is get players in there that have the same mentality with the team and the coach, because they're a team that presses high. Luis Diaz might not seem like he's putting a lot on the table, but he's a guy that's constantly working, constantly pressing, as is the rest of the team. So number 9, and then build the team around players that are going to press high and work hard.
I agree. United 0, City 0, draw plus 260, under 2.5 plus 116. Yeah, United are still in 13th, a point above Tottenham. City sit 6th, 1 point out of the top 4 and 5, which Newcastle and Chelsea are both on 53 points. Underwhelming game, very boring.
Very.
Manchester Derby, yeah. It felt like it had no bite to it. I don't know. It feels like the Manchester Derby has kind of lost a little of its feng shui, as they say, this season. City are down. You know, they're having an off season. United are obviously god awful. I'm not even convinced United are that awful. I think our goalkeeper is so pathetic that it just hurts us so much. And for those who watch what we had to unfortunately see yesterday in France against Lyon, you'll know what I'm talking about. Onana is pathetic. He's the worst goalkeeper I've ever seen play in the Premier League, not just for Manchester United. He is an absolute hack. When we sell him, I think we'd be lucky to get $100,000 for him. I'd get rid of him for free. I do not... A joke of a goalkeeper. Pathetic. A bum. Nonetheless, up next, we're getting to UCL recap. We got a lot to talk about here on First Touch. So, don't move. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We're coming right back.
Love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back to First Touch. I'm your host, Ty Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get right to it. I can't lie. I've been waiting all week to talk about this, and I very rarely have nice things to say about Arsenal. I enjoy praising them. I got to say, though, this win was epic. Arsenal 3, Real Madrid 0. Arsenal plus 105 cashes, over 2.5 minus 125. I could not have been more wrong. I think we both were on all over Real Madrid. We loved them to advance. We thought that they were going to smoke them. I mean, Declan Rice, oh my. Scores in the 58th and 70th with two unbelievable free kicks. I mean, the only debate in this game is which free kick was better. The one in the 58th whips it around the wall, a little Roberto Carlos-esque, not outside of the foot, of course, but beautiful. Whipped it around the wall in on Courtois, nonetheless, who, I don't care what anyone says, on Champions League nights is probably the best goalkeeper in the world. And then in the 70th, he takes it to the goalkeeper's side, top bins, right in that top corner, shoves it in there, and then 2 minutes after that, Mourinho scores with a delightful finish. I mean, Real Madrid had no idea what was happening. You can see clips of the players' reactions to the goals. They look dumbfounded. They look stunned. They got beat up, punched in the mouth, laying on the ground. Camavinga sent off in stoppage time, so he's out for the next leg. The only real question that we really have to discuss here is this the biggest night in Arsenal's history at the Emirates? They haven't always played there, so I think it's 20-odd years or so since they've been in the Emirates. This has to be the biggest win in the Emirates, at least in my lifetime that I've seen. For Arsenal.
I mean, they've been messy in there before, but I mean, this thing about Declan Rice and the two free kicks is not as simple as people might think. He's the first player ever in knockout Champions League history to score two free kicks in the same game. Arsenal hasn't scored a direct free kick since September of 2021, and he scores two in a night where so much is at stake. You're playing the champs. You're playing a team that's built to win multiple trophies this season, and you essentially knock them out. I don't see Real Madrid coming back from this in any way, shape, or form. Declan Rice has never scored a free kick in his life before, and he pulls this
so
off.
So crazy, dude.
It's so insane. I could keep going on and on, man. I'm telling you, like, I was looking up the facts about what he did that night, and is absolutely insane. And you mentioned something very important here. This game could have been 5-0. He scored them against a giant. Courtois is not easy to beat from
Courtois
the penalty
saved
spot.
He saved a header on Declan Rice as well. Point blank range, it should have been a goal. I mean,
yes.
Arsenal,
yes.
All around. I want to give a quick tad. I don't think people are talking about this enough. Jurrien Timber and Miles Lewis-Skelly are both elite outside backs. I mean,
ballers.
They are studs, bro. They picked up Timber for, I think, 50. He would go for $100 million today if he was on the open market. Someone would pick him up separately. Lewis Skelly as well. I mean, they're excuse me, they're so composed. The whole, I mean, the whole team was perfectly set up. My question is this. I mean, I agree Real Madrid are finished. I wrote down Madrid finished question mark. I don't there's no way. And if they do
come back, there's no question mark.
If they do come back, it'll be one of I mean, I don't think anything will ever beat Barcelona over PSG, the famous comeback. I think that this would go second in Champions League history if they found a way to advance out of this hole that they've dug themselves into. The other question that I have is, Carlo Ancelotti, he's got to be gone. I mean, what is this setup? Jude Bellingham on the left, you know, mid, Alaba, Valverde at right back, which hasn't been terrible. I mean, this team, you look at the match across the board, just terrible all around for everybody involved. For the exception of Luka Modric, who had a 7, and Mbappe had a 7. Everyone else in the red on their match ratings. And I think that Ancelotti has lost. They don't have any tactics. And I think that is what's ultimately going to cause their demise. And to be honest, I think it is perfectly set up for Xavi Alonso to come in and take over here. But is Ancelotti out for you? I mean, he has to be, no?
But listen, here's the thing though, right? When a team loses, the coach gets all the heat. And when the team wins, the players get all the glory. I mean, we've seen this before. You have world champions in there. Like, these guys have won every single trophy there is to win. I mean, Mbappe hasn't won the Champions League yet, but they're all world-class people. I mean, world-class players. And you see them produce something that is very poor. And on our last show, I did mention that Madrid is terrible defensively. I know Declan Rice scored 2 screamers for a free kick, but their defensive issues are absolutely there. And I would be afraid. They're even money to beat Arsenal at home next week. So that tells you.
I have them. I was just going to get into this. So let's talk second leg odds. Real Madrid, I had at -150. The draw +325. Arsenal +360. Over 3.5 +126. Under 3.5 -164. I'll tell you this much. I can almost guarantee that Arteta is going there and will have zero interest in scoring goals. They're just going to sit back.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree.
I think they're going to pack it in. I love the under -3.5. And to be honest, I don't know if Real Madrid can beat this Arsenal team. I mean, at home, I think it's like, I just don't know. I mean, for me, if they're going to advance, they're going to have to score 5 because I can almost guarantee they concede at least 1. They're terrible defensively.
The biggest mistake Arsenal can do in the second leg, the biggest mistake they can do is go there and think defense. They have to go there and play the exact same game they played in England because
I agree.
Real Madrid is a team that if they smell blood at home, if they get a goal in early and they feel themselves getting chance after chance, they're just going to get warmed up. They need to just go there. They need to be very aggressive on the ball. Foul. If somebody gets dribbled by, you foul them just like they did in England and create chances. Put Madrid on the back foot. They cannot go there thinking we're going to play defense and we're going to pack it in.
I agree with you. I just don't think that's what Arteta is going to do. We've seen him in the Premier League in massive games with title challenge implications against Manchester City in the last couple of years. Go pack it in and be happy with a draw. And I expect that that's what he's going to go with, and I think it's going to be a poor decision. But nonetheless, I don't think Arsenal have really any worries here. Let's get to the next fixture. That game, by the way, the second leg will be played on Wednesday, Paramount Plus for those who stream, which it would be cool if these are on TV as well, but that's a conversation for another day over the summer. Bayern Munich 1, Inter Milan 2, Inter Milan +290, moneyline cashes, juice on that, over 2.5, -114. The finish by Lautaro Martinez in the 38th minute is class. Outside of the foot, top of the net, beautiful goal. Bayern thought they were back in it. Thomas Müller, who seems like he's been playing for 400 years, scored in the 85th minute. And then Fratesi wins it in the 88th. And I don't know if you saw this. It is almost an identical goal to the Pandev winner for Inter Milan in 2011 at the Allianz Arena against Bayern Munich. In the same minute, down to the same second of the same minute. Really cool little clip, the side-by-side comparison of that. But nonetheless, the second leg, Bayern Munich +152, draw +260, Inter +165, over 2.5, -139, under 2.5, +108. That one we played home for Inter Milan, who are underdogs at home. But nonetheless, so what do you got for this game? Harry Kane had an atrocious miss, by the way, a god-awful miss. This really should have been 2-2. Do Bayern have what it takes to overcome the one goal deficit? What do you expect out of Inter Milan in the second leg and your reaction to this game as a whole?
Hey, listen, first of all, I did say on a previous show that Inter Milan is going to score a goal. They can score goals. Lautaro Martinez and Thuram up front, they're both world-class strikers. And the first goal that Inter Milan scores, the finish is absolutely spectacular. You said it. Quaresma is sitting on his couch clapping his hands when he's watching that clip. But also, the backheel pass from Thuram to get Lautaro there is also brilliant.
Class.
The whole game, Inter Milan did not stop creating chances and threatening Bayern Munich's weak defensive line, and that's why they got this result. The second game is going to be tough. I think Inter ultimately has what it takes at home to protect the one-goal lead. I could see overtime in this game, but I do think that Inter, at the end of the day, takes it all.
Yeah, me too. That's a really tough place to go on the road and get a result. And I think it's going to be too much for Bayern Munich. I think that Harry Kane will hope that they can hold on and win the league. That will be his first trophy in his career. I don't think that they're necessarily there yet to really challenge for a Champions League. But crazier things have happened. You know, throw that out there. Anything is certainly possible on a Champions League night. But go ahead. We got to be real quick, but go ahead.
Yeah, there's one more thing. Bayern Munich has a really big derby against Dortmund over the weekend, so they can't even rest their players for the second leg. They have to play.
That's interesting. That's really tough stuff. That short notice on tired legs could be very difficult, especially traveling to Italy after that type of game. But nonetheless, we're going to continue on. We're going to wrap up Champions League with the Wednesday fixtures from last week. Both the Real Madrid, Arsenal, Bayern Munich Inter games will be played next Wednesday. We're going to get into the Barcelona, PSG, Villa, Dortmund games as well here up next on First Touch. So don't move. We're not even close to being done with what we got to go through here on this edition of First Touch. We're coming right back.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We are presented by Sports Overnight America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, let's get right to an absolute whooping. Barcelona 4, Dortmund 0. Barca money line minus 308 cashes, over 3.5 minus 115. Rafinha opened things up in the 25th minute. He also had two assists. Lewandowski scored two in the 48th and 66th against his former club. Lamine Yamal seals it in the 77th. Best front three in Europe, hands down. For me, what about you about this game?
Listen, first of all, until the 25th minute, Dortmund seemed to be okay. Like, they seemed like they were figuring out the game, creating some chances, this and that. And then, you know, Kubarsi essentially scores the goal. Rafinha taps it in. I want to say, man, the Rafinha story is kind of insane. Don't forget that the biggest thing over the summer was Laporta trying to sign Nico Williams after the amazing Euro that he had alongside Yamal, so he can have Yamal and Nico Williams on his wings and Lewandowski up top. He fails to do so. People in Barcelona are extremely upset, and Rafinha is having one of the best seasons, probably the best season in his career, and he's about to get Ballon d'Or. I mean, the guy has 28 goals, 22 assists, and on that game, Tyler, against Dortmund, he matched 19 goal contributions, which is Messi's record. That is the biggest, that is the most goal contributions any Barcelona ever has ever had. And Rafinha matched it. He's probably going to beat it by the end of the season.
I mean, it's pretty crazy when you think about just 3 years ago, he was saving Leeds from relegation or you know, secured promotion for them. And here he is just tearing it up on the biggest stage in the world for the biggest, one of the biggest clubs in the world, and is the favorite for the Ballon d'Or. It's unbelievable. Second leg will be played at Dortmund. Barcelona still minus 122 favorites. Draw plus 280. Dortmund plus 280. Over 3.5 plus 105. Under 3.5 minus 139. With this one all said and done, it's interesting. Do you see any value on a draw here, Dortmund, or is it all Barca?
I think Barcelona is going to win this game. I think unless they have something after that game that they want to save their legs for, I think they go there and they play the same exact game. Dortmund opens up and they beat them again.
If that's the case, it'll be Barcelona versus either Bayern Munich or Inter Milan. Either one will just be an awesome matchup for the semifinals, and I couldn't be more excited.
Agree.
Let's get to the other one here. By the way, that Barcelona-Dortmund game, second leg, we played on Tuesday. PSG 3, Aston Villa 1. PSG minus 200 cashes, over 2.5, minus 175. Rodgers opened it up. It was a great goal, assisted by Tielemans, 35th minute. Very good team move, good finish. You know, yeah, I was thinking to myself, oh, man, are they going to do it? Are Villa going to have a historic night? That thought was put to bed pretty quickly. 4 minutes later, Désiré Doué announces himself to the world on the biggest stage with an absolute worldie. Curls the top corner bar down. Again, he's a French forward, does it against the Argentinian and Martinez, who very famously trolls France fans all the time after they beat him in the World Cup. The place went nuts. This kid is a stud. If you told me, if his name was Duedinho, and you told me he was Brazilian, I would not doubt it. He has the feel of a Brazilian superstar. He looks like a young Neymar. I mean, I'm not going to put him on that level yet, obviously. That's you know, he's got a lot of work to do, but... Bro, the kid's confident. He's dribbling people, Maradona-ing, shots. He's active, takes people on, zero fear. He looks like he's been doing it forever, and he's just a kid. And then we think, oh, that's going to be the best goal of the game, hands down. 49th minute, Kvaratskhelia, one of the best solo goals you'll see this season. Cuts in, rolls it, finds the craziest angle, near post, top bin, slams it in. And then Nuno Mendes, great finish in stoppage time, cuts inside, finds a goal. And it's a big goal in terms of aggregate because it puts them up two. They now have to travel to Villa where they'll be still favorites at plus 113. The draw is plus 270, Villa plus 220, over 2.5, minus 158, under 2.5, plus 120. Let me ask you this. Are PSG your favorites to win, or is it still Barcelona? And to follow that up with your thoughts on this game and the second leg in general.
I love Barcelona to win the Champions League. I'm not going to say that PSG is nowhere near the caliber Barcelona is. Just because Barcelona has some spectacular players that we already went through before. But listen, a couple things about this game. Number one, on the first goal that Villa scores, Nuno Mendes makes a terrible error and gives the ball away. Villa takes it, they score. That goal by Doué is not only spectacular in terms of how beautiful it was and what a tough execution, but also it changed the entire dynamic of that game. PSG, until that minute, was having such a hard time. They had the ball. They couldn't really create big, big chances. This kid scores that goal and changes the entire dynamic. Villa, all of a sudden, is panicking on the field. They're waiting for the halftime whistle to come to save them. And although they get it, they still never went back on the field with the same confidence that they had being up 1-0. PSG totally deserved it. The 3-1 goal in the last 30 seconds of the game showed how, you know, how much Villa was affected in this game by the attack of PSG, the constant pressure that they put on them, and the solo goals were absolutely spectacular, man.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the stat line here. PSG had 75% of the possession. They had 29 total shots to Villa's 7, 10 shots on target to Villa's 2. This was a beating, and it wasn't, as you said, for the first 35 minutes or so, it looked like, okay, this could be anyone's game. Villa goes up 1-0. You really are thinking this can be anyone's game, and boy, did that change quickly. I mean, really, really quickly. So, I mean, props to PSG. Where do you go with this second leg? For me, I think that Villa are obviously going to have to go for it, and by going for it, I think they're going to get crushed. I think PSG, Dembele, Kvaratskhelia, Doué, whoever they decide to play up top, you know, Giancarlo Ramos, I don't see Villa winning this game, especially with all they have going on in the league. They have, you know, big games that they're playing. It's tired legs. I know they have depth, but it's going to be really – this is going to be a really, really tough test because I think PSG are better than every team that they're going to face in the Premier League. So
I agree with that. I will also add that PSG thrives in space. And so Villa, knowing that they have to score a goal, they don't really have to rush. They can score one goal. And if they go up 1-0, all they need is one more to tie.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a tall mountain to climb because, like, you need to risk. And Matty Cash is probably going to play right back. So be, like, really offensive. And Dembele, Kvaratskhelia, Gonzalo Ramos, those are guys that thrive when there's space.
Villa. For me, for Villa to advance, they have to score early, kind of pack it in a little bit, and try and get a goal in the second half, get to extra time and penalties. That's the formula for me.
Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
What is crazier, Villa advancing after losing 3-1 in France, or PSG advancing after losing in France to Liverpool 1-0 and have to travel to Anfield?
Traveling to Anfield.
I see.
And that's the thing for me, why I really don't think Villa stands a chance. PSG's been to England this Champions League campaign in the toughest place to play in England. But, you know, I'll say it. I think that it's probably a tougher place to play than Old Trafford, especially right now. But those are the two big ones. So they're going to have no fear. Like, what is there to be scared of? You went to Liverpool down 1-0 and came out on top. You know, you're going to go to Aston Villa with a two-goal aggregate lead. And I mean, I think they're going to walk all over him, to be honest. But I do hope that Villa finds a way to at least make this game interesting. I would love to see extra time. I unfortunately don't think it's going to happen. But nonetheless, that game as well will be a Tuesday game. Unbelievable Champions League action that we have coming up. But that also doesn't mean that we don't have a fantastic weekend of Premier League football coming up here. So we'll get to the good ones here. You know, while we have it, I mean, this one's kind of big in terms of top four implications. City home versus Crystal Palace. They're -178, draw +360, Palace +412, over 3.5, +130, under 3.5, -168. Palace have been playing good. City have not. Do you think Palace have a chance here? I mean, that's some serious value at +412.
Well, there's a reason for that. I mean, you have Erling Haaland, Rodri, obviously, Ake, Manuel Akanji, and John Stones out. I don't care what you think, but when your defenders, your midfielders, and your best strikers are missing, you're going to face some adversity. And Crystal Palace is perfect at playing away from home when they find spaces and they can attack. Eze is having he's had a couple great games. Mateta has been on the scoreboard. I think this is going to be a tough one. I would take the over here because I feel like City's going to go for it, but I also think that they're so vulnerable defensively that Crystal Palace will score at least one goal.
I think that I think I like the under here. I think the Palace will score, and I think that they might score first, and I think that if there's ever a team in the Premier League that knows how to pack it in and play an organized defensive effort to prevent goals from going in, it's Crystal Palace. And I love their money line, to be honest. I think plus 412 is silly for all the injuries that City have and the way that they've been playing.
You think they win there?
I think that it's worth a dabble. I think that maybe Crystal Palace or draw the little two-way action. I don't know exactly what that line is, but that I definitely like. I can't see any reason for me to think that there's value in City at close to minus 200 with the way that they've been playing. I can't see that. So for me, I'm going Crystal Palace or draw here. That's definitely what I'm locking in. One that has me a little... You know, my mind is questioning this. Southampton are home versus Aston Villa, and Villa are minus 175, which normally when two teams face off seems like a lot. But it's Southampton. They are already relegated. They have absolutely nothing to play for other than not being the worst team in Premier League history, which they are 2 points away. If they can find 2 points, they'll tie the worst team ever. If they can't, they are the worst team in Premier League history. The draw is plus 336, Southampton plus 460, over 2.5 minus 168, under 2.5 plus 130. Nico, what I got to tell you is I might have to be seriously convinced to not put $1,750 on Villa to win 1,000. I mean,
yeah. I mean, this is a tough
come on.
This is such a tough one because, like, the only reason that line exists and play a Champions League game. With that being said, I don't see how Villa and does not get all 3 points that getting to top five has to thing to fight for. They don't have nothing else to play for other than that, unless they believe that they're going to beat PSG at home 3-0. So,
well, that's Villa where I'm going with this. That's where I'm going with this. I mean, they you know, will, I'm sure, assume that they're out. So to play Champions League football next season, they need top five. This game is big for them. They're going to go for this one. And huge. You're playing Southampton. It's a joke. They're a junior varsity team. It's like playing a Sunday league team. So I'm slamming Villa minus 175. Slamming it. Irresponsibly slamming it, which, you know, full disclosure, no one should do. Not smart to do. Don't take my advice. You know, yada, yada, yada. Disclosure. But Villa are going to smoke Southampton. They're terrible.
I agree. Villa.
Let's go to the Sunday slate. Where do we want to go? All right, let's go here. Newcastle home versus Manchester United. Newcastle minus 154, draw plus 315, United plus 380, over 2.5 minus 164, under 2.5 plus 124. My question for you is this: does Onana start?
I say if he starts this game, Amorim has to look at himself in the mirror. I mean, I don't think that any keeper in the world has taken as much heat as Onana has taken on this season, especially with Manchester United. And, you know, social media and the people talking is something that the players are connected to, whether you want it or not. I don't see how this guy can literally put on his gloves and come off for the warm-up as a starting keeper away from home.
I need to talk about this real quick because the whole reason he's under all this heat, he said in the press that Manchester United are a better team than Lyon before the game started. And then Matic comes out, former Manchester United player, former Chelsea player, all-timer, not all-time great, but, you know, streets will never forget type player. And he says, and quite fairly, I don't want to disrespect anybody, but when you are, statistically speaking, the worst goalkeeper in Manchester United history, like, you kind of got to, you know, walk the walk to talk the talk. And he's not wrong. And then before the game, he walks out on the field directly in front of the Lyon supporters and is like tapping the crossbar and like, what are you doing, bro? And you do that and then give up the two goals that you gave up. Like, that's embarrassing.
That's
pathetic.
Bad.
Like, how after the season that you're having, it is not like he's been standing on his head and stopping the Titanic from hitting the iceberg. He's been Swiss cheese at the back of the line.
He's the iceberg.
He's not even that good with his feet either, which is why he was brought in. And like, I mean, why would he play? Why? I mean, how could he play? Nonetheless, if he plays, Newcastle minus 154 is probably the best bet of all time.
It is. The two money lines, Villa and Newcastle.
Because you have to consider as well, United's only chance of Champions League football is winning the Europa League. They play Thursday, the 17th of April, at home against Lyon. Who knows who plays in goal? We'll figure that out when we get there. But this game is meaningless for United. It means absolutely nothing. There is nothing that, other than pride, there's zero reason why some of our main guys should even start. Like, that's where I'm at. Let the kids play is kind of where I'm at in my head. But nonetheless, we'll continue on with this one coming up next here on First Touch for the 2-Minute Drill. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We'll be right back.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Welcome back to First Touch here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Sports Overnet America. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, is there anything else you got your eye on this weekend in the Premier League? Or are you kind of mentally, I know we were just chatting on the break about the transfer window this weekend and how huge it's going to be. Real quick, what you got anything else on this weekend?
I love Nottingham Forest money line. I feel like this is going to be a very tough game for them at home against Everton, that's looking to be getting results against anyone. If they get this win tomorrow, they secure top five for me.
I absolutely love it. I'm loving that one as well, honestly. Plus 110 is some good value there. I'll be hitting that one as well. But guys, next week, the Friday show, you can't miss it. There's going to be so much to go through with these Champions League matchups. The semifinal will be set. We'll have Premier League action to recap. FA Cup stuff is coming up as well soon. So we'll see you next Friday. Thanks, as always, for tuning in here on First Touch. I'm your host, Todd Levine, alongside Nico Beef Sauce. We will see you guys next week. Have a great weekend.